Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Wrong Writers? This is No One Wrong Writer, Jay Hall, and I am live in the day with Jay. You are, that is. And welcome to another great show. We got a lot to talk about today. A lot of things went down today. A lot of people are mad, and a lot of people are happy. I think it's absolutely comical with the events that's happened today and how people are responding to those events. Number to call is 347-945. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what he does and how you can get involved and how you can see this young brother do what he does best. And I'm telling you, he's absolutely amazing. And number to call is 347-945-7405. We're going to have phone lines open, so I want to hear what you guys have to say. Now, also, we are going to, like I said before, discuss the O.J. Simpson parole hearings today that took place today out in Carson, Nevada. And I want you guys, well, out in Nevada, that is, I want you guys to really take a close look at what happened today. There's a lot of reasons why it happened. There's a lot of reasons why people are upset, which I don't understand, but we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. There's a lot of things that can be said about the events that went on today. But, you know, I want to make another point, too, when we come back to the show, because there's a lot of things that that we really need to put into context when it comes to what's going on around us and all the worldly news that everybody is, I guess, upset about. Ridiculous to me. Number to call is 347-945-7405. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
Against mine, your skin.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Greenlight Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
What's happening? This Taste of Meal, and you're listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Let's get it.
Hey, daddy from the Ginkgo. Kid like me, no, I'm pimpin' on bank gold. Big bank, little bank, big bank, little bank.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, daddy.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. You guys, we will be joined momentarily by none other than C-Magic. And I promise you, you're going to like what you hear when you hear the young man talk about what he does. And, I'm excited to talk to him. But anyhow, O.J. Simpson. O.J. Simpson was, he was granted. He wasn't released, but he granted. Parole to Nevada. And some of the rhetoric that I've been hearing is absolutely amazing. I don't understand people. My views on what happened today. Let's say this first and foremost. We all deserve second chances. There are people who have been caught up in situations that deserve a second chance. Not all of us have done things the right way throughout our lives, and we want others to give us that second chance. Don't we ask for forgiveness every day from God? At least we're supposed to Creator when we choose not to forgive each other each and every day. And, I'm no pastor. I'm not trying to be a pastor, but I am going to say that personally, I'm happy that he got released, or he's going to get released. The man's 70 years old. He's getting another chance to live out the rest of what he has on this earth with his children, and to make amends with God and just to live his life. I can't imagine how he's feeling right now, but it is what it is. Now, I've had so many people tell me, "Well, Jay, he done this, that, and the other. He killed his wife and friend and all." Hey, we don't know that. I don't know that. Unless you know something I don't know, I don't know that. All I know is the man was acquitted. And in the courts of this land, once you're acquitted, then that's all it is to it. I'm not the judge, and I'm not going to try to be the judge. But what I find utterly amazing. I was listening to my friend, my mentor is what I call him, Warren Ballantyne. I was listening to his show, and he said something that really made a lot of sense. And I'm gonna talk to the black community right quick before we get to talking about everybody else. I don't understand how you guys can be so angry at people like R. Kelly and O.J. Simpson, but not be angry with Walmart. Did you guys not see what they had posted on their website? I ain't even going to get into it. I ain't going to get into it because it'll turn into something I don't need it to turn into, but it was absolutely ridiculous what was on their website. No one's talking about that. They're more upset over R. Kelly supposedly have a women's cult. I don't know what they're trying to say he's got. Personally, I don't care. control over that, and we're not angry over that. I don't understand it. And this goes all around, not only the black community, but I'm the black community. You guys got, we got to get it together. But in the white community, the Latino community, the Asian community, whatever, you got to care about your community. And if you don't care about it, then why are you there? I don't understand it. Number to call is 347-945-7405. I know we got into it real heavy and deep the other day on the show, and it's okay because that's what this show is for. This platform is to get those things out. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of things that we need to get going. Look, and first and foremost, let me tell you guys, we are planning a new festival. It's actually a war show. We're going to recognize some local law enforcement, some firefighters, teachers, anybody that's done great things in the community. We're going to recognize them. But guys, I need the help. If you don't want to donate to the cause, that's fine. I mean, if whatever you can donate will work, but we need help because I fund these myself. And sometimes it begins to be a big load, but I need all the help that I can get. You can reach out to me on Facebook, Instagram, whatever the case, or you can email me at jradioshow1.com. jradioshow@gmail.com, or you can get at me on Facebook at James J Radio, or at Instagram on at radio_guy_ on Instagram. But we need all the help that we can get. I don't care if it's volunteering time to help or whatever the case may be. I need all the help. I definitely need monetary help because I'm doing this myself. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Guys, when we come back, we're going to talk.
Chills. what you make me feel.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh. Cancun. Spring Break 99.
What?
No?
No.
Oh.
Oops! Someone forgot to boost.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh, my daughter's in your art class.
Sister Mary Catherine.
Yes.
Minute Maid Enhanced with a 5-nutrient boost. Put good in, get good out.
Something is happening in our world.
Criminals, factories, illiterate, uneducated,
people are rising up.
Negative characteristics you can think of.
Wherever they are, the symbols of the day.
And because
whether they
of the
are in Johannesburg,
me,
South Africa,
and giving me a desire to reform myself,
Nairobi,
and
Kenya,
Broward,
New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi,
or
Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same.
Being,
we want to be free.
The teachings of the Honorable Prophet Muhammad immediately did instill within me such a high degree of racial pride and racial dignity that I wanted to be somebody, and I realized that I couldn't be anybody by begging the white man for what he had, but that I had to get out here and try and do something for myself or make something out of myself.
Welcome back to the show.
Cool J,
wait for
cool
it.
J, cool J, cool J,
there we
cool
go.
J, cool J.
Welcome back to the show. Number calls 347-945-7405. Guys, real quick, I want you to know that as of next Tuesday, you'll be able to listen to Jay Radio Show or Live in the Day with Jay on iHeartRadio. You can go and search. You'll be able to get it on iTunes. You'll be able to get it on a number of other platforms. TuneIn, I think, is one of them. Don't quote me on that one, but I know you'll be able to get it on iHeartRadio. So just look out for that. Come. Hopefully we can start doing some things live on iHeartRadio, that is, and I hope to take you guys with me on this crazy journey I think we're getting ready to go on. Now, I want to introduce a young man that we met, and it was very strange how we met. Well, I'm not going to say strange. It was just an unordinary time and place that we encountered each other. But this young man got to showing my children some things, and I myself felt like my children, I was just as amazed. And I think that you guys are going to be very, very and without further ado, I'm going to bring none other than my man, C Magic, on the show. Welcome to the show, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good, brother. First and foremost, thank you for coming on the show and giving us a little insight of who you are and what you do. We're going to get into that. But how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm doing extremely well. Thank you. Thanks for asking. Excited to be here on your radio show. And as you said, give some insight on what I do and the upcoming projects that I have. So it's just a pleasure to be here.
Well, you know what? If we go get right into it, if you can, tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and what it is that you do.
As you've already stated, my name is C Magic. My real name is Clarence Pearsall, but I go by my stage name C Magic. I moved to Charlotte back in November, so I'm a new transplant, if you will, by way of Chicago. And in Chicago, I won 3 awards for magic. And I moved here because it was becoming a little congested there with magicians. I moved here to give the people of Charlotte and the surrounding areas an opportunity to see magic happen up close and personal, as you stated, like you and your 2 sons did. And that being said, I have an upcoming show, as well as something that I've also put together to educate children as well as adults in fire safety awareness, which is my background. I'm a retired firefighter from Pennsylvania. So I've put together a fire safety awareness magic show, which I'm hoping the schools will partake of, as well as other community organizations, to get a better sense through magic and through explanation, as well as having the children interact with me on certain areas and aspects, the importance of fire safety, getting them involved with fire safety with a twist, and that twist being magic. But the other thing is my shows that I have coming up on the 29th of this month and the 5th of August.
Now, where are you going to be performing on those dates?
I will, my partner and I, Eric Houdini Johnson and I, we will be performing at the Comfort Suites in Northlake. Once again, that's the Comfort Suites Northlake. That's 7315 Smith Corners Boulevard, Charlotte, North Carolina. We're going to have 2 shows, one at 6 p.m. and the other show is at 8 p.m. So both Saturdays will be double the magic, double the entertainment, double the fun, and double the laughs. It's going to be off the chain.
Now, how did you get into magic? I know, you know, you said something about Chicago. You know, coincidentally, you know, our show plays on, is it 9, I think it's 9:99 or 9:90 a.m. in Chicago, but it plays in Chicago. That's very interesting you said that. So I look forward to the people in Chicago being able to be exposed to you while you're here in the Carolinas, you know what I'm saying? But how did you get
Absolutely.
Into magic?
I started learning, of course, growing up, you see the magicians, the Doug Hennings, the Harry Blackstone Jr., so on and so forth, growing up, and you have that interest. But for some of us in the inner city, there's no avenues for us to learn, so to speak. I then went into the Navy, where a shipmate of mine totally blew my mind. I mean, totally fried me when he showed me this card trick. So I had to find out how he did this. At that time, it cost me a pack of cigarettes, a Coca-Cola, as well as $20. I had to wait for the whole crew to go to bed before he would then teach me this magic trick. This card magic trick. So once that occurred, that trick stayed with me now for 30 plus years. In lieu
wow.
of that, I would often do that card trick along with a few others that I picked up over the years, as well as a lot of gags. I was known throughout the fire department. I'm a retired firefighter from Chester, Pennsylvania. And throughout my career in the fire department, I would do gags, I would do little card tricks, but nothing to the extent of where I am now. And what piqued my interest was when I moved to Chicago to be with my fiance. After I retired in 2012, I then moved to Chicago in 2014 to be with her. Bored stiff, being retired, had nothing to do. Watching four walls and a television all day wasn't cutting the mustard with me. So I said, you know, I needed to find something that would pique my interest and grab my attention. So magic was my outlet. I ventured to this magic store, and by chance, the day that I go there, I meet this gentleman called Magic Sam, Sam Pope. He said, man, you know what? You'll be spending a lot of money trying to learn this new trade. He said, give me a call, and I'll teach you what you need to know virtually for nothing. Now, you know, you start wondering, who's giving away secrets like this for nothing?
Right.
So I'm a skeptic. Right now, I'm skeptical. I talk it over with my fiance. I'm like, this guy is trying to teach me something that I see on TV and all these other people doing for free. Well, you know, what's in between the lines? What is he really trying to get? Well, lo and behold, maybe a week or two later, I give him a call and no response. I leave him a voicemail. A week or so later, he calls me back. And that's where the connection was made. And thereafter, let me just say that he is my brother from another mother. We call each other, even to this day, maybe every other day, if not, you know, more than that, to talk magic, to talk about life, to see how each other's doing, how our families are doing. And it's been great. He has taken me to a level that I wouldn't have achieved if I let someone else teach me and train me. That being said, I since he and I have since I've gone under his wing, so to speak, I have won the Chicago Magic Competition's People Choice Award. I won the IBM Local Chapter EST Award for the craziest award when I performed my staple gun roulette routine. And I achieved the video, online video award. I shared that with a magician from Detroit. And that was given to us by the International Association of Black Magical Artists, the IABMA. So, man, I am so elated with those awards to be able to perform my magic before people up close and personal. And now to have this show that I'm producing within the next couple of weeks, to have people come out and see the more stage aspect versus the close-up aspect of it.
Wow. Wow. Now, you know what? That's very inspiring how you got into this and how you have mastered. Because, you know, for my listeners that don't know, I was amazed with your magic in that short little amount of time that I spent with you when I first met you. In your opinion, who is the greatest magician of I don't want to say all time. I want to say of back in the day and this era now.
Oh my gosh! There are so many. You have people. You have people like Sandy Marshall, he started in Chicago. There's a lot of great magicians out there, and for me to really nail it on the head, they all have their how can I say it? They all have their niches, so to speak. You have people like Eugene Berger. Magic Sam is one of the great ones out there, who's little known in the mainstream of magic. Now, in the mainstream of magic, you have people like Kendrick McDonald, Ice McDonald, as he's known, Mondre. You have people that I know like Bill Cook from Illinois, who's actually right now you can see him and him as well as the young guy Jabrizi and Eric Jones. They're featured on this season's with Dean Cain, the Magic Show with Dean Cain, Masters of Illusion. As a matter of fact, Eric Jones was just on America's Got Talent and won his section to go through to the next level.
Wow.
So these are cats that I know, I rub elbows with, I've got some advice from. You have other dynamic young magicians, as well as the older magicians, people like Benjamin Barnes out of in Chicago. And throughout, you know, the United States, man. But the thing is, there's not a lot of African-American magicians. So to see us perform is that in itself a feat. And I think that's why I was a little standoffish when I met Magic Sam, because I never really met or seen someone of his magnitude being an African-American myself.
Right.
You know, I always had an interest of magic, but to see someone in front of me like Magic Sam, like Tavell Rose, Benjamin Barnes, Ice McDonald, and the list goes on and on of African-American magicians, you know, and I found out through reading books that, believe it or not, Arsenio Hall started off as a magician.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. He did.
You know,
yeah,
and it just blew my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, they joke about that a lot, him and Eddie Murphy. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know that either about him. But yeah, you're
Muhammad
right.
Ali
and
was a magician.
Yes, he was. And I understand and I respect the fact that you won't single out anyone as like the greatest, because you're right, it's such a large and vast entertainment vice to where it's really hard to say who is the best, because everyone have their own niche and what they do to entertain people.
Yes, sir.
And I, you know, I can't wait to come over to the show that you're having in next week. And for some people who want to check you out, where can they go to check out some of your videos and interviews and things like that?
Absolutely. They can go to my website, which is www.magichappen.com. They can also find me on my YouTube channel. If they go to YouTube, they type in C, period, just like spelling the first initial and then middle and last name, C, period, Magic Happen, where they can see my videos. I'm also on Twitter, C Magic Happen, as well as Instagram, C Magic Happen, and on Facebook. I have a Facebook page as well, as C Magic. But on Facebook, if you type it in, it would be facebook.com/cmagichappen123, and you'll see me appear there. So I'm all over. I'm trying to be. The only thing I don't do is the Snapchat. I haven't advanced to that yet.
Yeah, we're going to post some links up on the show's webpage, some links to some of your sites so people can leave from this show's website. webpage or straight to some of your sites also. And I'm also toying with the idea of posting, you know, the video that that you did for my children up on the website.
That would be awesome.
Okay.
That would be awesome. I would definitely appreciate that.
Definitely, you know, because I think that for our auditory people, but a lot of people like myself are very visual and like to see what's going on. And I, you know, I appreciate, you know, your level of talent and expertise in the field of magic. And we're going to do a lot of things together. Matter of fact, we are working on some things together, guys.
Yes, sir.
For us to be in the same realm and room and program real soon. So we got a lot planned. I got a lot planned with this brother, and you're going to hear a lot from him because, you know, magicians are not plentiful around here. And, you know,
no, not at all. That was one of the reasons I moved here, because there's not a lot of magicians, especially African-American magicians, for one. And I wanted to give the people an opportunity to see it up close and personal, as well as experience it via parlor or stage, so I could break out some of my larger illusions that I can't, you know, carry around with me when I do my street or walk around magic.
Right. So I'm really excited. Thank you for coming on the show. And if you can, give those people the date, give the listeners the dates and times again for the shows coming up next week and the week after that.
Absolutely. Once again, the Double Trouble Magic Show will be held on Saturday, July 29th, and Saturday, August 5th at 6 p.m. There's a show at 6 p.m. and then there's a second show at 8 p.m. And both of those will be at the Comfort Suites North Lake, 7315 Smith Corners Boulevard, Charlotte, North Carolina. Tickets are $10 for children 10 and below. Over that, everyone is $20. You can get your tickets on Eventbrite. Or you can even call me at area code 302-420-1917 for your tickets. And I can have them in hand and to you in a short period of time.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, y'all put your hands together again for Magic. And we're definitely going to connect off the air. So you just continue doing what you're doing. We're going to connect off the air, and we're going to make some things happen, as you say, the magician way, the magical way. So you definitely keep doing what you're doing, and I'm behind you 150%. You got this show as a whatever you need it. So let's go ahead,
sir,
and let's make some real magic happen.
Oh, definitely. I want everyone to see magic happen up close and personal, because seeing is believing. I appreciate you bringing me on to your show so your listeners can hear what I had to say. Hopefully I'll get some of them that's not doing anything on those Saturdays to come out and have a great time and be entertained. And maybe I could choose a few of them to come up on stage and help us out.
Going to print 545 again, 347-945-7405. You guys have definitely in the day with Jay.
Come, we won't stop making love until you're done. This guy absolutely, you know, mixing some of his magic, kicking up the challenge. I'm thoroughly impressed, and he will be.
What's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. Real quick, guys, I am wanting you to hear just a little bit. You know, we always talk about what's going on in the community and why we can't get what we need done in the community done, and what it's going to take to make sure that we are doing the things that we need to do to get our communities up where they should be. And one of the things that I have harped on is finances. There's so many times that in our community, we are not up to date with what should be going on with our finances. And a lot of people just don't know. I did an interview a while back with Mr. B. Waddell and his partner. But I want you, I'm sent that is, I want you to listen to a little bit. I'm just going to give you a little bit because we're going to play some on tomorrow's show. But I just want to give you a little bit about what he said, and what he said made perfect sense to me. And I just want to know if it makes sense to you too as to why people are in some of the situations they are, especially in the more poor communities. So I'm going to play a little bit of it before we get out of here today. This is Mr. B.D. Waddell.
This is Jay, and I'm here again, guys, and I told you that we were going to have some special segments going on in this show, and I told you that we were going to get to what we need to do in our community. We are hurting in our community, y'all. I talk about this every day on the show, and I talk about how much that I want to get you guys the information that you need to make our community successful. There's a lot of problems that we got going on in our community. There's a lot of misunderstandings. There's a lot of things that we just don't know what to do when it comes to the problems of finances. And so I told you guys that I was going to have my financial experts on this show, and we're going to introduce this new segment. It's going to be segments, that is. You know, in doing this, we decided that there are a lot of abundant information out there that is not getting to people who need it. And, you know, it comes in all forms of information. It comes in forms of taxes. It comes in form of financial budgeting. It comes in forms of annual reports, whatever the case may be if you're a small business owner, whatever the case may be. But we need to get an understanding, and we need to get an understanding real quick, because all the things that's going on here in America right now, you guys see that we are in the midst of a whirlwind. And it's not going to get any better until we understand how we are going to take care of our finances. So, without further ado and saying that, I'm going to introduce to you guys someone. Go get everybody. Go get your mama, your daddy, your brothers, your sisters, your uncles, aunties. Go get everybody, because I'm telling you, what you're getting ready to get, the gems you're getting ready to get, you can't sell them. These gems, you're going to have to use them, and you're going to have to analyze and apply it to your life. So, in saying that, I'm going to introduce none other than my man, financial expert, Mr. B.D. Waddell. Welcome to the show, brother. How you doing?
Thank you very much, Jay, for the warm introduction.
No problem. We've been talking a few months, and you know, you guys are in for a treat, because you don't know the knowledge that this brother is getting ready to give you. Wows me every time I talk to him, and I don't think he really understands how much knowledge he has and how much he is getting ready to touch the lives of some people. And, you know, I'm just happy to bring you on the show. So if you can, tell the listeners a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Thanks for that. You know, we have been talking for a few months, and one of the things that I'm very appreciative of, Jay, is the ability to have a platform where we can communicate what we do. And today I have a special guest with me, my partner, my business partner here, Cynthia Richards-Donalds, who is a certified financial planner. And I will tell you a little bit about myself, and later on I know you will have her, and she'll give a little background on what she does.
Oh, yeah, she ain't getting out of here without talking.
Absolutely, absolutely. and we're both associated, I have to give the plug, we're both associated with Mass Mutual Carolina, located on Fairview Road across from South Park.
Okay.
In South Park, across from the mall. I have been in the financial services industry, as you know, for over 22 years. I am a licensed attorney in the state of North Carolina. I have a master's of law in taxation. I have a master's of law in corporate law and finance. I'm a chartered financial consultant and a chartered life underwriter. I am securities licensed. I carry all the requisite license to be an advisor. What we do is fundamental financial planning. We take people where they are, help them identify their goals, take the steps with them, take them all the way through to the end, hopefully accomplishing all the things they want to accomplish in their lives and for their families, creating wealth, transitioning that wealth, as we know we need to do as a community and as a group, onto the next generation. I have been doing this for quite some time. Cynthia and I have been business partners for well over 7 years. We've been with MassMutual now for going on about a year. It has been a fantastic, fantastic ride. We're doing great things here for the community and with our community.
I got to stop it right there, guys. That's why. I just wanted to give you a little insight. I'm glad he was able to tell you a little bit about who he is. And you can see he's very well educated, very well spoken, very well knowledgeable of the business. He's an attorney, tax attorney also. So I'm going to play this in its entirety on tomorrow's show, so you guys can get a glimpse of what it is that we need to be doing in our community. But first, I want to take the time and I want to thank all of you guys for checking out the show, for continuing to check out the show, continue to follow the show. Guys, we need support. We need any fine. I don't care if it's $2, $3, $4. We need support to get this show up and going. Like, I really want to. I want to be one of the biggest hit gas stations this year. And I think we got enough. Thank you guys for continuing to check out the show. Without you guys, I would not do this show. It's because of you I do this show, and I love you for it. I give you the greatest love that I know, and that's the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. So, in saying that, you guys stay humble, love one another, and continue to definitely forgive one another, because we have to. And if we don't, then there's no outlook for our young people. We got to show them the right way. So until tomorrow, peace and many blessings.